We are back, dude.
We are finally back.
And it has been a fucking minute.
It has. I'm sorry, guys. Like, sorry, oh, guys. Shit.
Sorry.
I know. It's man, I know you guys miss my black voice.
Everybody. Trash Babies, where you at? Love you. All right. This is actually kind of a special episode. And I know it's been a minute, but because it's a special episode, we got the boy Antoine. Yo.
How's y'all doing?
We got the boy Shiloh.
How's it do?
Oh, you shit. And we're going to watch fucking UFC Vegas 33 live. And we're going to fucking just commentate about it. We're going to do our own little fight companion right now. We're just going to call it fight night. You know, trash fight night. Fuck it.
Just trash fight night. I feel it.
You know what I mean? JTFN, bro.
All right. And I'm all for it.
All right. Yep. We're drinked up. We all got drinks. Fuck it. Give me another.
We're already, we're about.
Shiloh's playing Jamie tonight. He's going to have the fucking whole fight in his ear. So he's going to let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, from the commentator's perspective, I mean, us ourselves, we're going to have our own opinions. So, I mean, I'm just here just to kind of relay anything that may be spoken from a professional fighter standpoint.
So take us
through this first fight.
First fight, we got Brian Barberena versus Jason Witt. This is a welterweight bout. If we want to go to specifics, ages with Jason Witt, he's 34, 5'10", 170 and a half with a reach of 70 inches.
Okay, so deadass Barberena looks like he's from mid-Viking era.
Barberena is two years younger.
He looks like a straight Viking. I'm not even going to lie.
Barberena is 2 years younger at the age of 32, a little taller at 6 foot, nice weight of same thing, 170 and a half, and he has a longer reach of 72 and a half, so he has 2.5 inches on him. So I don't really know too much about these guys, but let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was drinking, guys.
Yep. So that's what it is. That's the tail of the tape, and I guess we can get into the fight. So if you can press play,
yeah,
I would love that.
We're going to get into it right now.
Let's go. So, yeah.
Dude, it's been pretty good, too, man. The prelims were nice. I did like the prelims. A lot of good fights in the prelims.
There was some good
fights. The last two, I'd say, were pretty fucking slow.
I feel like it started strong, and then it ended kind of
The last two were slow. The second to last, it had those two almost could have been disqualifications on that Hawaiian dude or subtropical dude, wherever he's from.
He was Hawaiian, for sure.
But he had an accidental eye gouge, and then he had a knee to the upper groin, which it was kind of low, but it was questionable. I thought.
I'll be honest, with this fight, I don't really see a whole lot happening. I mean, granted, I don't know these guys too much. I'm not expecting anything too spectacular, but I hope, like, it's one of those things where I'm hoping there is something more. Yeah. I just feel like this is going to be kind of like a slow, kind of like brawler fight. Not even in the sense of like a good brawler. This just feels like the making of a slow fight.
Yeah, most definitely.
But we'll see what happens. We got referee Keith Peterson. Keith! I don't know the ring girl, but goddamn, she fine fucking as always. I mean, it don't matter who they are. They're always fine as fuck.
God, he got some big ass ears. I'm talking about Witt.
All right, and here we go. All right.
Coming straight up strong, I'm not going to lie.
Stronger than ever.
I don't really have a preference.
Who are we going for here?
I'm going for Barberena just because he has a beard, and you know I got a beard. So,
they both have beards, dog.
Barberena has a better
Barberena. Beard. Barberena just looks vicious. He's got a Viking look.
He's got a better beard.
He's got a nice little Viking mole going on.
He has that haircut you kind of want with the fucking.
He actually does. Yeah.
Yeah, he has that kind of like.
The haircut you want?
No, it's more. I want more Vitor Belfort status.
That's the haircut he wants.
Show him the Vitor.
Show him the Vitor
Belfort mullet, dude.
You can't rock the Vitor Belfort.
I can't?
Not exactly.
No, not exactly.
Because you have different hairstyles. You got to think Vitor Belfort has like nigga curls.
He's got curly locks.
White boy, light, you know, hair.
Yeah, it's going to have to be like thick and fuzzy.
You said nigga curls is like killing me right now.
But am I wrong? Yeah, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But still,
Vitor Belfort has, how would you say it?
You got nappy curls.
Nappy curls. All right, nigga, nappy curls is the same. I said nappy afterwards. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Barberena with a good hit. It's just kind of slow stands.
Yeah, right now. Slow stand right now. But But you know what? It's like slow builds. The fight's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, and a good kick.
Nice little kick right there.
It was to the shoulder, wasn't too.
There we go.
Right. No, we get to the
there
game.
We go. Oh, Witt with some ground game right there.
Witt.
Oh, dude, look, he's look, see how he sinks that leg back to lock that fucking.
Based off of Bisping in my ear, he's saying that.
You see how he sunk his left leg into the back to lock his right leg down, though? Fighting, rubbing that fucking forehead on the chest right there.
This is exactly where Jason Witt wants to be, to be honest.
No, yeah, for sure. Huh?
What does it exactly do? Because I know it's a lot of fucking when they're on the ground game, they'll start rubbing their fucking foreheads on niggas' chests.
Well, they you use your head right to basically just rhino horn them motherfuckers down. You smash them, you keep them down, and it tires them out because, dude, you actually have a lot of force in your forehead.
Well, Jason was
basically just like
no, well, you don't. You don't fucking like, no. You just use the you just push. You
well,
push.
Jason,
you want to okay. smash.
Okay. Jason Witt's a strong wrestler. You can see it here. Also, he's keeping him right along the fence, so he doesn't really have a lot to go off of.
Don't discredit Barbarina. He's doing good. He's working him. He's trying to get the fuck out
I
of
mean,
there.
He's not.
He's not working him, but he's trying to get out of there. Yeah. But he's not. He's not. It doesn't look like he's getting too tired right now, to be honest.
But also look at the legs. Look at the legs. Witt's got him in the leg.
The legs are tight right now, dude. He's got like he's.
Witt's got him in the leg stance where he got some.
I wouldn't be surprised if the rest of this round is on the ground, to be honest.
I mean,
like it. It really does look.
Look
like
at him. He's going for the back. Going for the back. Barbarina,
he got around the back. Oh, locking the leg under. Okay,
Witt's doing a good job.
Yep. Now he's got to get. He's got to sink that arm. He's got to sink that arm. He's got to get right under the chin there. But Barbarina's got a hand on it. They're moving.
Witt's putting all his body weight on him. See, look, he's laying on him. He's
trying to tire him out.
Barbarina's thinking about going to the side and then trying to stand up. But Witt knows what he's trying to do. He's got a leg wrapped around. And he's just fucking going to try to creep around the back and try to hold, like, you put his body
weight
on.
Oh, dude, you see how he's trying to use his, he's locking his leg down, but did you see how he tried to get the other leg, too, with the same foot?
Yeah.
Oh, bam, bam, bam. Oh, man. Back up again. Here we go.
Hits. Oh, Barbarina
with the right hook, dude. Barbarina
back on
the right hook.
Barbarina got up.
Standing up.
With a nice stunt. With a nice
Barbarina gave him a good right hook.
Let's see how the stand-up game goes.
Good right hook.
Hopefully somebody gets somebody in a minute now.
I'm always so intrigued by the fighters' tats. Oh, good hits exchanged. Good hits exchange.
Definitely.
I feel like Barbarina definitely has a better stand up when it comes to
this. Is good.
He's definitely got some with a better stand up.
Still pretty early first round. I think we're going second round for sure.
If I had to guess, I see this going to distance.
Ooh,
what weight class is this? One. Is this light heavyweight?
I think this is light heavyweight.
These boys look kind of big. No, this is welterweight.
I said the weight.
It's welterweight, yeah.
I said the weight in the beginning. I couldn't tell you what it was.
It is welterweight. These boys are just
fucking. I've been drinking.
To be honest, these boys are kind of big for welterweight, I feel. Yeah, I wouldn't say they look big. But they're honestly not that tall. You can see because of the size of the, you know, compared to them to the top of the gate. Oh, good takedown by Witt.
On top of him.
Yeah,
I feel like he has him. He took first round.
He got in the crease is good. Take control of the skibbage.
I know you don't like that.
Get past these commercials. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck the commercials.
Just be careful, dude. It goes so quick.
It really.
Here we go. Ooh, round two.
Ooh. Oh, you got it perfectly. Good.
He's real good at the skibbage. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, good left hook by fucking Barbarina, dude. The Viking coming back. Maybe. I think he's got him on stand-up, but if Witt takes him to the ground, I think it might be over.
You think so?
He's going to rule the round. If Witt takes him to the ground again, he's going to rule the round. He's going to get the most points for sure.
Witt's going for it.
Man,
he's trying to get
him
to the ground.
Yeah, see? He keeps hitting him, but he's trying to take him down at the same time. These boys both want it, though. I like to see that in a fight.
Witt definitely trying. Like, he definitely wants this.
I'm kind of real torn on who I'm going for, too, honestly.
Nah, I'm still going for Barbarina, but fuck.
You going for Barbarina?
Yeah, but.
Oh, Witt with the right hook. Oh, okay. There's all right, they're going back and forth. I like that.
Gave each other good, nice ones. Witt got him a little bit more, but gave him good, nice ones.
There's Charlotte hit this up a little bit. Oh, with a takedown from Witt.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
With a takedown.
Now, so nice right in the now. Previous set of exchanges, Witt. Knocked down Barbarina. Barbarina got right back up and then hit him with a good punch. a few punches were exchanged, and then now Whit took him down, and now Whit is on top of Barbarena. Looks like he's got him in a half. Full mount would be legs on top of.
What do you think about this fight?
These fighters, I mean, they're brawlers. They're up and coming fighters. Not really a whole lot that I know about them, but I mean, it seems like, I mean, they're doing their due diligence. They're fucking, they're brawling.
Barbarena worked his way up.
So now it's back on the feet and they're fighting.
Let's just see what happens. Hopefully,
it seems like right now they're doing the they're doing a good just dance exchange. They're kind of dancing a little bit. Nothing too much going on right now. So let's see. Barbarena with a kick. Whit knocked Barbarena down again with a good counter. Whit with a guillotine attempt. Whit with a guillotine attempt.
He's got it with a guillotine attempt, and then he's got it pretty locked.
Barbarena, I feel like he's got his arm underneath.
Dude, it's tight.
But Barbarena's got his arm underneath.
At a minute 30 left in the second round, I think this is about to be over.
The angle's not right.
That still works you. That wears you out right there.
I mean, he's wearing him out, but he's cutting off something. He's not getting a submission here.
Oh, Barbarena
came out.
Barbarena's back on the feet.
Whit getting some exchanges. Exchanges of punches, and Barbarena got him a good left. There was a few hits there. Back on the feet.
Wait, no, you're good. You're good. I got it right here.
Barbarena is definitely getting
an
hit.
Whit has got him with some counters. Whit is he's gotten him with some clean counters. Back on the feet. Barbarena is against Cage a little bit here.
Barbarena
with a good left and then a good kick by Whit.
Barbarena's looking a little tired, bro.
Oh man. This is just such a battle. It's not lopsided in any way. I would say just Whit has got him with some counters to knock him down and then some takedowns. So I would say if it is leaning, it's leaning towards Whit. Lit for a failed takedown. They're up against Cage in the clinch, and Whit with another takedown. Looking good for Whit. 18 seconds left in the second round.
Oh, my God. Yo, I just barely noticed fucking Barbarina's nails are painted. They're painted, dude. Look at all that.
Yeah, they are.
I think that's it looks like they're painted like the colors of his flag, I think. Like his country flag, or I don't fucking know.
I see blue, red.
I'm seeing colors. I'm seeing blue, red.
I don't know if he's American or not. And then we're into a commercial with Energizer. I'm going to try to skip this in the best way I can without skipping too much.
Hey, dude. You're doing great, but like, you ain't got to go so hard.
He is going hard, though.
Like, we're still here. We're trying to talk to you.
Hey, I'm enjoying it.
I skipped a little too much. We're like about halfway into the third round, which is the final round.
Okay.
Whit with another takedown. From what I'm seeing so far, it looks like Whit is
Whit is a fucking beast on the floor.
He is controlling the grappling game.
Whit is crazy on the floor, dude.
And also, I do hear y'all motherfuckers, but I was given the task of trying to commentate this fucking fight.
No, you were just supposed to. I wasn't stopping you.
This is beautiful.
You're doing beautiful. I didn't say. I didn't mean to disrespect you.
You commentate. You need to be a commentator. Hey. I ain't gonna lie. Like
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, bro. In
this whole group that we trying to put together for this fighting, nigga. Like, you should be the speaker, just talking your ass off. I'll train this nigga. And we all work together, and this nigga just fights for us, and we good.
You gotta fight for your right.
Dude, Barbarena. Barbarena
might have took this.
He got Whit down. My God. Punch him. Give him some strong ones. He's on the floor.
He got that boy crawling.
They're back up. Whit's against the fence. They're throwing blows. They're going back and forth.
Whit has to. Whit has to take him down. Whit don't take him down.
No, they got to stay. Oh, Whit's back.
Barbarena's going to take it.
Barbarena took him down.
It's his.
Nope. I don't think so. These guys are going to level out. Oh, Whit took Barbarena down.
These niggas will not stop, dude. Keep going. Come on.
He is back down.
Come on. Get up, Barbarena. Get up.
He's back down.
I feel like Whit might have.
Whit's on his back. They're against the cage, and he's on his back.
Barbarena gets up. He has the ability. Barbarena was getting some good-ass hits in.
Barbarena's back up, dude.
Can he get that arm? Can he get that arm?
Kimura.
Oh, nope. Whit's out.
Kimura attempt.
Locked out.
Try to get it.
Now they're standing back up. 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left.
Okay.
It's a stand-up brawl. Wiz.
Why is he still trying to take him down? I just start swinging on him.
That's his biggest strength. That's his biggest strength. He knows it. Barbarina. Oh, Barbarina with the right. Oh. Oh, down. Down. Barbarina's got him. Left.
I think Barbarina's got him.
Yeah, Barbarina's got 10 seconds left. Barbarina, this is a slugfest now.
Oh, my God. Oh, Witch just took Barbarina down.
What was that?
And this is crazy. Three,
they're both battling two, this out. Dude, these are soldiers. These are soldiers, bro. These are soldiers, bro.
This was a good fight.
Dude. Sorry if I
was
my God, for the first fight of the main event of UFC, what,
dude, this
33
fight was
Las
crazy.
Vegas?
This fight is crazy.
It is insane.
Beautiful.
Dude.
I feel like Witt got this.
These
only
guys
because
right
of
here.
Takedowns.
These guys right here, are soldiers.
I feel like Witt
this
got.
Was, that
I feel
was
like
a good
I
fight.
Feel like Witt's gonna win only due to takedowns. Witt has multiple takedowns. Barbarina,
yeah, Witt was on top of the majority of the fight. Barbarina was striking the shit out of him though.
If this is a street fight, I'm giving it to Barbarina because the way I judge fights is based off of how you fuck them up. And I feel like
Barbarina won that.
But I'll say this too: Witt also got Barbarina multiple times and knocked him down with counter punches.
Yep.
So I feel like Witt's going to win this based off of counter punches and fucking takedowns. But, man, did Barbarina fucking – he had his licks.
Yeah, it was good, though. I'm not going to lie. Fucking, I feel like it is going to go straight to Witt because of majority of the takedowns and everything that Witt was giving.
Oh, dude.
And in all honesty, though, I want Barbarina to take it, though. Like, that's what I really want.
Like, just like Shiloh was saying, like stand-up street fight status. Like,
Oh, nope. Witt did win. Witt won.
Yeah, Witt definitely won. Because of points alone, I'm sure.
Witt got a 19-7 record. Okay, that's decent.
No,
that's a good record. That's a good record.
He's a welterweight too, man. So this fight means a lot to him. So.
Won the last 11 of his 14 fights. Okay, that's good.
He's probably going to be on a card, another card, real soon. Right.
Oh, more than likely.
I'd say the next maybe 3 months to 6 weeks. Like 6 weeks. You know what I mean? So he's probably going to be on another fight night card.
Hey, dude. That dude's a beast. On some real shit. Like I respect it. Like his ground game was on point. Like I ain't even gonna lie. Like, if you can get somebody down that quickly, despite getting your ass fucked up and getting a lot of letting him get a lot of strikes in and stuff like that and still get the win, then hey.
Especially a dude like Barbarina, dude, because Barbarina was like, even though I know Barbarina didn't win, but even though he took all that fucking, all that damage in the ground, he still had good stand up and he came back. Like, there was some good fucking punches. He had good opportunities. All right,
since I'm
there.
The one that can hear this, hold on. Let me get a second. Let me hear this.
Oh, you want to say what he says?
I want to hear what he says to wants fight next.
He's a Marine? Ex-Marine?
I don't know. I think that's just the commercial.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just said he'd like to fight again by the end of the year.
Oh, he's gonna.
He's like, I want another fight.
He's gonna fight. No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Skipped a little bit.
You skipped a lot, dude.
You skipped a whole lot.
You skipped a fuck lot.
Back, right?
Yeah, just pause and skip back. God damn it.
The control is migraine.
Hit X. You gotta hit X. What are you doing?
He's not wanting me to go down.
Oh, god damn it. Let me see this.
Oh my god.
Let me see. God damn it.
Sorry, guys. We have some technical
difficulties. I didn't mean to skip that much.
Fucking ESPN Plus, dude. I swear to God.
It skips so fucking fast, dude.
I know, man. It's ridiculous. It's a shit platform.
At this point, I think maybe we just go based off of like real time.
No, well, yeah. We won't skip anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I say let's just go off skip time. Or you want to go back? I was gonna say let's go off of like just live, so it'd be easier because then we don't gotta skip or anything. Yeah, I mean it just feels like a lot to skip. We already know who won. Witt won there. Yeah, still with the Witt.
There we go. Now we're going into the next shit. We'll just let this shit ride.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
just let it ride. It'll be fine.
We just can't fuck with it.
At all?
If you play with her, she gets too mad.
We know you don't like commercials.
I mean, England versus whatever the fuck his name is.
Bagadasarine.
Bagadasarine.
It's a featherweight bout. These boys both look like they mean business. But damn.
I ain't gonna lie, the white boy look like he really mean business.
Like, it's been but aside from, since we're in kind of like an intermission, we're kind of waiting for the fight. Here's
seeing
Seth
how everything's going. Oh, how's it going,
what
Seth?
Fuck you, bro.
Fucking, I don't know if I want to call him Snatch or fucking Stiff Lime, but he's
Homo sapien.
But he is the man.
I just call him a
he
homo.
Is the man.
What? He said no. You better get. Johnny should be out. Is he outside in the front? I'm not going to his room. Is he in his room? If he went, he was a cold piece. We know you do, cold piece.
But so far we're in intermission.
All right, cold piece.
Stiff Lime.
Cold stains on a mattress.
Stiff Lime. Stiff Lime.
We know you know about that.
But we're in a commercial. I mean, we could skip this, but someone said we're not skipping anything. But
what? What's going on? What are we doing? Oh, another commercial break.
Sorry, bye.
Shit happens.
There we go. Oh, now
there
we're
going. And he did
the start
it
of it. There we
perfectly
go. See that? You see that?
That's what my nigga that's does. How that's done. How he do it.
That's what I was doing.
He's like that.
You made one mistake and I chastised
you. Exactly. I'm chastised, man.
Like, you chastise everybody.
What the shit, mistakes, man?
Bitch, you're hard to love.
But because they're going through. I mean, I'm sorry we didn't do the weigh-ins, no, but looking good. This fight looks good.
This fight does look good, though.
But before the fight starts, Ruben's on his way, correct?
Save that for like the next half
of
that. That's cool.
But he's on his way, right?
Yeah. No, he's not coming until after 7, probably.
Ah, just 7 gay.
6:55, he's probably on his way.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully he gets here soon.
Just waiting on my ride.
Oh, he texted you.
So he'll probably
okay, round one already started. Let's see how this goes.
Hide
the I already forgot how to
oh,
pronounce
good
his
head
name.
Kick by fucking. Oh, Bagestan is putting in work.
Bagestan.
Good head kicks, good punches, man. The intensity is high. Oh, my God.
This
is looking
good. It does look like Bagdasarian.
Whatever. I said Bagestan.
Yes, you did. You racist some bitch. But now, Bagdasarian in the white shorts, Aglin in the black shorts. Bagdasarian actually looking a whole lot stronger than Aglin right now.
Hey, look at,
definitely
look
showing
at the ref's eyes.
Definitely showing the intensity.
Look at the ref's eyes.
Man, the ref got more intensity than these.
The ref is in that shit, fool.
See, that's why I love refs. I love when refs look
oh,
like
foot
that.
Stomps, foot stomps. Dude, this is the most foot stomps I've ever seen in one fight night.
Yeah, bro. Like,
in one fight, like, event, I've seen
I'm
crazy
not gonna lie,
stomps.
This is the first time I've seen motherfuckers actually stomp on people's feet. Like,
I've seen Usman do it first, and since then I haven't, like, really picked up on it, but this fucking fight night, everybody's foot stomping.
Hey, you gotta get them toes, man.
Nah,
them
man.
Toes is bare. Get them motherfuckers. Motherfuckers ain't walking.
Pussy shit. Bro.
It is pussy shit, but hey, they gonna do it. Watch. You're gonna be in a fight and you ain't gonna know how to get this nigga, and your only thought gonna be stomp on this nigga shit.
That's different.
Motherfucker, what?
It ain't professional.
It ain't professional. This motherfucker.
I'll bite. No, no,
no.
Scratch,
know.
Claw, pull hair.
Yeah,
scream
yes,
rape.
He will. Wait. What?
I'll scream rape.
Why would you scream? You started the fight and you're going to scream rape.
Yeah.
That's Sky, everybody.
I'll scream rape. I'll get help real quick.
Get help real quick. And this help literally consists of me and Shiloh.
Nah, man. Or the cops.
If they're there.
What happened, young
I
white
love
man?
The look that Shiloh just gave me right now. Oh, God.
What happened, young white man? Oh, dude. This dude tried to rape me.
Back to Syrian.
Shoot him. No.
You gotta get them punches in.
Yeah, it looked like Anglin fading a little bit. Oh, a little body shot. Oh, shit.
Anglin is just letting him tag him.
Bagdasarian.
Oh, shit.
All up in his chest.
Bagdasarian got him against the gate.
Elbows from Anglin.
Okay, Anglin with the knee. A nice little knee, I ain't gonna lie. All right. Get him with Aglin with the takedown.
Takedown from Aglin.
Nice little takedown. Okay. See what happens. Ain't really doing much, but let's see what happens.
Little elbow on the inside.
All right, they back up.
Oh, Aglin against the fence.
I ain't going to lie. Like, it's only the first round, but, man, like, it's looking like it's going to be a nice fight.
They're on each other, bro.
Like, this shit really looking interesting. Like, I feel like this is going to go to the distance, I hope.
You good?
My nigga, you all right?
My boy went silent.
My nigga just chilling.
He's all, fuck y'all, cold shoulder.
This fight is looking good, though. Like,
back to stand up. Back down. Throwing punches back and forth. A little back and forth. Knee to the body. Back to staring. Back to grappling on here.
Can Aglin get off the fence?
He's got to get off the fence, bro.
I don't think he ain't.
But actually, earlier, like just like Michael Bisping was saying, that's actually easier to defend on the fence than it is to attack against the fence.
Well, I would imagine so. Your back is literally up against supported. The fence. Yeah,
supported. Yeah, so you kind of got every angle just coming at you. It's kind of like a catcher in baseball. You know what I mean? You got the whole field in front of you.
All right. Nobody swinging on each other.
Here. Oh, nice chin check. Oh, shit.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Fucking just
hammer fist.
Hammer fist to the back of the head?
That wasn't technically the back of the head. It was close to the ear.
Close.
You still have to watch for the back of the head. Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
All right. So the ref checked him. Because they were kind of close.
I was going to say, my nigga was dropping them blows. Like, we try to get him with a spinning elbow.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm about to grab a burger at this break time.
I ain't gonna lie, I want one too. One burger sounds mighty lovely. 5 seconds into the first.
Oh, yeah. First round over. Damn, little stare down at the end. That was cool.
Man, boy was getting a little too up in his ass.
Want to try it?
So far, we're seeing some good shit. I mean, I'd just leave it there. Leave it there.
Ooh. Nice little kick to the did we miss it?
Oh shit.
Oh what? Oh we did. We did. Well,
damn.
Bagdasarian with a good hit.
Shut up. Nah, don't well, say nothing. We're gonna rewind.
Leave
that.
It.
Here we go.
Hold on. Here we are. It's going. Yeah.
So far they're just dancing. Angling.
Going back and forth right now in the stand-up game. Bam! Couple shots. Good luck, Bagdasarian. Little right. Little right jab block.
I think it was open-handed slap.
Bam!
Good another left by Bagdasarian. Another left by Bagdasarian. Right. Left to the body.
Anglin's taking some shots bad, bro.
Bagdasarian, he's looking flawless on the stand-up.
Yeah, Bagdasarian, this is his round. That was a little headbutt check. I'm surprised that didn't get called. Left kick down, done.
And done, Bagdasarian won.
One last shot when he hit the ground. Super left necessary.
Knocked him.
Hey.
Charlo.
That last shot when he hit the ground, super necessary.
Super necessary, man. Bagdasarian with left
shout out
kick.
To Game Bread.
Super necessary. You can tell.
All right, we're about to take a quick break, though. Well, time's coming up right now. So we'll be back here in a minute. All right. So we're back and we're actually live now. Oh shit. Fuck. Antoine.
What?
Headphones. Set it to the headphones. Set it to the headphones. PS4.
I don't know what to do.
Hold the PS4 button.
See?
No, hold it. Sound devices. Hit that. All audio.
Woo. Sorry, guys. That was a lot of...
We getting copyrighted, boy.
More than likely.
No.
I'm dumb, guys.
Huh? All right, well, now we're back into commercials, but either way, we're back, and we're live now, actually. Shiloh insisted, but it was probably the better decision. I think it was.
Yeah, it was. It was probably the better decision to actually do this live.
Boy, Ruben should be showing up any minute now.
Hopefully.
Boy, Ribs.
He better not flake.
How are you guys feeling about this main event, though?
I feel pretty good.
I'm feeling like these two bad bitches about to fight, and this might be a good fight.
That's not the main event.
I know it's not the main event, but I'm talking about these two bad bitches.
Oh, Baze and what was the other one?
I'd have to see it. I don't know.
God damn it. This is what I'm dealing with here.
Oh. I completely forgot it was something. De La Poro? I don't know.
I don't know why, but that sounded really good.
It did sound...
That sounded like it might be it. We're going to see, though. But yeah, I think this is going to be a good fight. These two women fighters, I think it's going to be a nice one.
Honestly, this whole card has just been good.
This one is Baez versus De La Paula.
Oh, De La Paula.
See, you were close.
I was close.
You got it.
I said Porla, but Paula.
So you got half points.
Thank you. I'll take
this
that.
This isn't even the co-main event. We're going to the fight right before the co-main event. For the main event, if you're talking about, I'm going for Uriah Hall. Let's see what happens, man.
Uriah Hall is a robot, dude.
Yeah, I feel like Uriah Hall is definitely taking it.
He's an athletic freak, and fucking he makes shit happen, man.
I don't know, dude. Just the technical flow of, like, what he does and everything, it just, like, it stuns me. I'm like, wow, this guy, like, the executions he has, like, he's a robot, dude.
Has he gotten the belt yet?
No.
He's
still like a contender coming up.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he's an up-and-coming kind of guy. He's not one of the top names. I mean, he's a household name, but, I mean, he started on Ultimate Fighter. He had that one crazy knockout on Ultimate Fighter that really brought his name up. And it practically killed that guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I mean, he's an athletic freak.
He's fucked up a lot of people. Like, and he knows it. He's like,
I really do
you
hope
don't
he
wanna...
got paid out for that spinning back kick. I'm not going to lie.
And I love the way he talks about it. He's like, you don't want to come against me. Anybody I come up against, I run through. And the way he says it so calmly, you're like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking robot, dude.
He is real calm. Like, it's like, even when he talks shit, it's not in a sense of like, I'm going to fuck you up, boy. It's like, just like so calm, just like the sense of like, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, it's crazy. So let's see what he does tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good fight tonight. Like, everything actually is looking pointed towards him anyway.
Taking any credit away from Sean Strickland. He's pretty solid.
Yeah, but honestly, up against... Nah, I feel like he's going to lose. Like,
right, Uriah Hall is really versatile. Striking game is impeccable. So let's see what happens here. I mean, Uriah Hall, he's just...
Hey, we might get a surprising upset. We never know.
I would say, like, if you're looking at someone who's up...
Damn, so Cheyenne Baze has won 4 of the last 5 fights she's fought.
Yep, she was awarded UFC contract.
She's a black belt in Taekwondo.
I'll let her kick me.
Fucking Antoine. I let her kick me, bruh.
None of the
Now, Gloria me. De Paula... Finished 3 of 5 wins, all knockouts, awarded UFC contract, DWC5,
all
season
knockouts?
4, week 10.
All right, girl look like she's going to go throw some hands.
I believe she's also a black belt.
All right, strong.
So, Cheyenne Baze is 26. They're both the same age, both 26. Gloria DePaula is leading in 2 inches. She's 5'5". Cheyenne Baze is 5'3".
She got a little bit more reach on her.
She's about half the 5 pounds less in weight, and she's got
actually, she has a decent amount.
Damn,
of reach,
dude, she
almost like 4.
She's got a 4.5 inches on reach.
Yeah,
DePaula has.
God damn,
DePaula's got long arms. She might.
I feel like just because of that reach,
Cheyenne Baze is gonna have to get in
goes,
deep.
Yeah, I'm saying unless
she's gonna have to get inside.
Hopefully, she's getting a ground game. Like, hopefully, her ground game's on point. Because if it's not, then she's gonna have quite the work for her.
She wants to play bully stand up, in which she's just gonna have to rush her and fucking be right up in her grill because. The thing is with reach is that I can tag you before you can tag me. I mean, if she gets in her grill and fucking tags her, then that reach doesn't matter.
Cheyenne Bay's got some cake though, bro.
I ain't even gonna lie, I was thinking the same shit. I'm glad that we were all on the same wavelength when we saw the
5'3", 116 pounds. This bitch is getting fucked against the wall for show.
They all 5'4" laying down, fool.
Hey.
Nigga, he ain't wrong though.
Referee Mark Smith,
that's the dude with the crazy eyes.
Hey, that boy be focused. He be in his shit.
Massive focus.
That boy, he won his bag.
There we go, running up.
Let's see what happens.
Little knuckle touch, respect the first start of the fight. Both look eager. Oh, punching, ooh, punching with already.
The jabs coming in.
Good exchange there too.
Oh yeah.
Good, like punch, punch, punch.
Let's see what happens. DePaulo looking more calm. And oh, Bay's going
back
in.
And forth,
oh.
Back and forth. Bay's going in.
They're hitting each other. Bay's with Bay's the takedown. She's on top.
Loving her tats. Her tats looking pretty good.
I love her tats.
I love how you like, that's what I'm looking at.
I'm just looking at the tats. Tats look amazing.
Yeah.
Somebody's
open knocking the,
at
door.
The door.
Who is it? Oh,
Ed Ruben finally showed
shit.
Up.
There he is, motherfucker.
Finally here.
Ruben came. Ah! He made it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Get her, Baze. Get her. Baze on top. Ooh, Baze on top. Grand pound. TKO. Baze got it. TKO.
Baze got it.
Baze. Baze TKO. It. The thick cakes win, baby. Oh, look at the respect, though, after the fight. Hey, they both got some thick cakes, though.
Nah, Baze got some.
I need a
cake.
I need a fucking,
you know, like, thighs. I get real
butthurt.
Come on.
Fight
hella bad, and then at the end they'll fucking look like Igor and shit.
Oh yeah, you that shit be making me laugh my ass off.
What's up, dude? Say hi to the people, bro.
Let me see. What's up? It's Isaiah 559 back in the mix.
Good to see you again.
Two fights before the main.
Good. I was hoping I got here before the last one so I could talk some shit.
This is two fights.
This has been a good fight.
Oh yeah. How deep are we in the podcast?
This is the second part.
Ooh, shit.
Second part right now, so yeah.
But I was like, that was
you came
clean.
Like, we're about 7 minutes into the second
she
part.
Said, nah, I'm gonna go back.
She had a head kick.
They should have just stopped it right after the kick, to be real.
Nah,
she was
dude,
blasted. That leveled her.
That, was, like, that head kick. Was
you got to go down for the TKO. They got to make sure you know.
That head kick. Look at that head kick.
That
bam.
Shit was brutal. She was done. Look, she's seeing stars.
You know what's funny? She's like, "Oh, you're not done, bitch." So I'm a fucking.
I know exactly how.
Bam.
She
left. 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 Yeah. Left. Left.
But you
left,
see.
Left.
But you see how the ref looks back and tells the people, "Get ready to ring the bell."
She's thinking, "I gotta get up," but her.
It's because he knows it's about to end, probably.
Yeah.
When they do that little fucking spin move, to
damn,
get ready
man.
To ring the bell.
Damn. Good her.
Cheyenne Bays, dude, killed it.
Bitch with the bitch.
Come work at the airport with me.
What do you do out there?
What?
Yeah, I can get anybody in.
What are you doing out there for?
I am going to be a chef.
You're going to be a chef?
A chef?
How do you even, you ain't even know how to cook.
I'm being trained for a line cook right now. Right. The chef's prodigy, pretty much. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what, have you made anything yet?
Hold on,
put them on mic.
Monday
put them on mic.
Thursday this week.
Monday to the Thursday this week, going to be cooking the shit out the big restaurant. The
so what have you done so far?
Learned what I'm going to do. You know, just to get
just
into
like
the
some orientation.
There's
shit?
A lot of screening to get into the airport. Yeah. I got my badge and everything. And
well, yeah,
because
you're dealing
check.
With, you know, I mean, terrorists.
Yeah. And straight up, I literally walk in, show my badge, and walk straight through security check. Take off my shoes, skip the whole line. You know, people
yeah.
look at
can't
you.
Can't fuck
all
around either.
Off.
No weed pants. You know what I mean?
No, I got to smoke before I get to work and after I get home.
Yeah.
They don't drug test, though.
That's kind of lit.
Yeah, it's they're pretty much like if your background's clean, do what you do. You know what I mean? Because they have a hard time finding employees with clean black background. That's how
fucking
I got the job was
squat,
golfing,
bro. Get comfy.
Yeah, met the dude golfing, bro. He's like, yeah, I need employees. He's like, word.
Oh,
I'm there.
Antoine, grab the controller.
Oh shit, my bad. Yeah.
Oh, hit circle, Antoine.
So they're hiring multiple positions if anyone needs a job at the airport. He goes out of state
just
to hire.
Lost my job.
Yeah?
Yeah, just lost my job.
Oh, well,
I'll tell him about it.
I'll send you the shit right away. HMS hosts.
Hey, for anybody that is wondering, I did lose my job. It was a fucking bunch of bullshit. Literally fucking. So we have a forklift with a whiskey trigger, like basically. So like when you barely like tap that fucking.
Wait, you fucked up?
Yeah. When you tap shit. That, when you hit the controller and you move it just a little bit, it'll move dumbass fast. And I shit you not. As I'm trying to get it between a pallet and the fucking beam that's holding up all the items and shit, I literally smack it too damn hard. Bend the fucking frame of it. So the entire frame is just bent to shit. And I'm lucky that none of the items fell. Like
I would have just quit too, because you'd have to pay for it if you
oh, yeah.
stayed. So I was
oh
like,
yeah, I would have to pay for that shit.
Out of here.
They
I'm
told
gone.
Me straight up. They was like, you would have to pay for this shit. They made me take a drug test on the spot. Right when I took that drug test, I already knew it was up.
I would have straight up been like, bro, I smoke hella weed.
I told my boss, I was like, yo, I smoke a lot. And my boss was like, bro, fuck. He was like, you are not the only one I've lost so far just because of weed. And I'm like, hey, I don't know why they still doing this shit. Weed is this
like, just rehire me under a different name.
until I can go back and get rehired. It's 7 years. It's 7 years.
Just yeah, to no, get I'm on the shit list for Walgreens for some years too. Really? I can't work at Walgreens. They're strict. Damn. So pretty much it's like Walgreens is like a no fuck, like five strikes and you're out, which is like two more than you should get anyways.
Yeah.
But I just violated my dogs ran away one time. I had to leave work.
Yeah.
Left work again. And then my fucking girlfriend dumped me. So I left work again. That three times in 1 week, I got let go for that. And I was a pharmacy tech. It was a good job, but it was boring. I'd rather be cooking food, honestly. At least I feel like I'm doing something productive while cooking food.
Yo, this looks dope.
Because I don't believe in medicine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was dope seeing where I am going to be working, because it's like a real, like, kitchen, like you see on Gordon Ramsay type shit. Like, the dude, it's cool. I got a lot to learn. I got a lot to learn.
That's what's up, though, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm on the up and up. I'm finally not broke. I'm out of debt. Doing good. That camera saved my ass. It's a good asset to have.
Broke as shit.
That was my cushion to fall back on. Thank God I had something.
I'm broke as shit.
Yeah, it happens. I'm still in debt, but I'm above my monthly payment. You know what I mean? I'm back on my feet is what I'm saying.
Hey, the way I always say is, man, as long as my bills are paid and my belly's full, I'm good.
Right. So, and check this out. I don't have car insurance anymore, so I financed a $1,300 set of golf clubs.
I can hear it through the headphones, so I was like, what the fuck is happening?
You heard, Sky? I didn't have no money car insurance, so you know what I did last night? Ordered a $1,300 set of golf clubs for $70 a month for a year and a half.
So what are you going to do with the ones you got now?
Yeah. I figured I'd hook you up because you said you wanted to get into golfing. And I have a Mizuno and a Callaway club in there. So I ordered a whole set of Callaways.
So I got the other one you gave me right over there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have iron set. Now you just need a putter.
Yeah, my nigga really into golfing, man. Like, that's one of those
things. Oh, it's real, like, now. I spent $1,300 on some clubs. There's no, I can't give up on this shit. The thing about golf clubs is like buying a watch, though. You know what I mean? They don't really depreciate. Like 10 years from now, this $1,000 set, I'll still be able to sell it for $750. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They only depreciate so little. So rather than me buying a used set for $700, I'd rather just finance one for $70 a month. That's.
Hey, man, if you like golfing, you're good at it, too.
Then $70 a month's a jug anyways on anything, you know what I mean? So I can't really.
By the time you flipped out on the course.
Oh, dude, so I crashed the fucking golf cart, right? Shit don't even drive straight anymore. Got a big-ass steering wheel bruise in my fucking chest. So when I'm driving the golf cart, the wheels are like this, so it's just rolling straight because they're both pushing outwards. And then on that same hole, I fucked up like two times in a row, just chunked it. The ball rolls like 5 yards, chunked it again. After the second time I chunked it, I just picked the club up and swung it on the ground, and it hit the little concrete mark, the only concrete part in the whole grass, little circle, and it just breaks in half.
So, like, how'd you even get into golfing? Like, what was the thing that, like, I mean, because, like, golfing, I feel like with golfing is, like, you got to have someone who's, like, a homie.
I tell you what, going into it as an adult was a lot more fun than as a kid. So I played with my uncle as a kid. I was really into it then. I played for like a year or two, and then I just fell off, you know. And that was 10 years ago. So now 10 years later, my stepdad got into it. We got into it together. So we've been golfing since April. And honestly, being an adult, it's a whole different vibe because I go rent the golf cart, buy a couple beers. Pack some bowls, smoke some, like, it's just a vibe. It's like Zen time, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's what it is. This is my Zen time. Except there is a couple times where you'll fuck up and it won't be your Zen time, you know? It'd be angry time. But it's I don't know. It's like a sport that you will never be too old for. It's something that I feel like I can actually do in the long run.
Yeah, you could just fucking chill out. And just
bit. If you wanted to do it serious, you could always take it serious and enter an amateur tournament.
Therapy session.
Yeah. Yep. You know, John Daly, every time he smoked on the PGA Tour, he got fined for it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just, that was what he did.
He didn't give a shit, though. He's like, fuck it, dude.
He's gambled over $50 million. He's one of the biggest gamblers ever.
That's crazy.
Biggest gambler in golf, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I was learning that golfers are just like regular dudes, bro. fucking DJ Dustin Johnson has a cocaine problem. I didn't know that till recently. Yeah. And it's totally accepted by the golf world. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, you would think that'd be like a very judgmental world over there.
But they just be rocking with coke, huh?
They rock with their fellow golfers. So they if one of their fellow golfers fucks up, they're not going to slander him.
Oh, no, they didn't
rock. Tiger Woods bounced back.
He bounced back, but they didn't rock with him.
Cocaine DJ bounced back.
That's not white people shit. I told y'all, that's not white people shit.
Yeah. Amen.
Honestly, a lot of the good golfers I've been meeting are Asian. Don't look at me like a... I'm going to cap on you. You think golf is like a white-dominated sport, but a lot of the people I play with that are hella good are Asian.
Really?
There's a 15-year-old I play with that shot like a 73, and like I didn't want to play anymore that day.
You know, I'm not playing today.
Yeah. Well, that's what I tell people about California. We're a majority-minority state, so one of the few in the United States. So, yeah.
A lot more Asians and Mexicans kids around here than any other race.
And I tell you this, golfing, I've met some powerful people. Like, I got myself a job. I met the owner of the company. Like, people give you free shit. People let you drink their fucking bottle, buy you beer. Everyone smokes weed, even no matter what they look like. It's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got like old geezers out there fucking.
My boy Russell, we were drinking Jameson and packing bowls. And he's like 40.
No shit.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just out there putting the green, packing a bowl.
Yeah. And there's old heads too.
Ain't gonna lie, it sounds kind of cool.
It that's what I'm saying.
Ew.
I bought the blapper. Now we just gotta. Hey, I got Michael in the Pokemon. I gotta get you in the golf.
Yeah. Something.
Pokemon was lit.
I gotta hit the range.
We did a $200 unboxing yesterday, two entire booster boxes. I pulled a Charizard and traded it for like four cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That shit. So what we do is, hear me out. Tell me if this sounds fun, guys, because I know you think I came up with the idea where we buy a bunch of Pokemon
Nerd.
Cards.
No.
Every shiny card you pull, you take a shot. Every super rare, you take a double shot. So imagine how fucked we were after like one box of open. Like, it's great. Like, halfway through, you're so lit, you're just enjoying. Oh, it's shiny. Like, it's fucking great.
Oh, we're getting in the fights.
That sounded a lot more like a
shot. We gotta get back to the fights.
Swing,
yeah, that's how we do it, buddy. If you pull an ultra rare, you better take a swig.
A little funny though, because the way you see it is like the in that sense, it's like the better the card, the more you're drinking.
Ooh, yeah. look at your right haul, bro.
But that's kind of funny because it's like if you keep getting bangers, it's like it's a double edged sword. You're like, damn,
it's twist off, bro.
Oh, it is.
But if you keep getting bangers of cards, it's like, oh, like it's a double edged sword. You know what I mean?
And I tell you this, it makes you feel like a kid again.
But it's a double-edged sword because it's like, oh, I'm getting banger cards. Like, I could either keep these or flip these for hell of money. Like, damn, I gotta take like this.
That's
many
how I am
shots.
With anime.
And
being an adult, like as a kid, oh, you can only buy a couple packs. Me, I walk in there, drop 100, 200, I buy packs like I never could before.
Just blowing it out on fucking Pokemon.
Enjoy myself and have fun for a couple of days.
No, I'd say like anime's my Pokemon. I just get down on anime.
I've gotten into anime recently. That's actually, I was into Magic way before. I used to go to collect.
Nerd!
Cards.
No.
I know I'm a nerd. Yeah. I was in anime long before you.
So, take a piss.
No. Me too.
I was in anime since I was like 5, bro. There ain't no contest. But if you feel good about it, I'm happy for you.
I'm trying to think though, like, you can't do it the same way like with cards. You can't do it the same way with like
watching
anime.
Something. Yeah,
you can't be like.
I'm just comparing it, motherfucker.
Every time that there's someone who evolves, that you take a drink. I don't know. No, you can't do that.
I was gonna say that's a lot. Now, if you're watching that show, every single time you see an evolution, then I understand because that's like fucking. You don't really see an evolution like on the damn show that much. So like you'll see a fucking Pokemon evolve like maybe every 20. Actually, it'll probably maybe every like 12 episodes, 20 episodes, somewhere around there. Between
and then
there,
I traded the Charizard for a Slowking.
You traded a Charizard for a Slowking? Well, what was the Slowking?
It was a Slowking Hollow Rare, and it was a non-hollow Charizard.
All right, then. Never mind then. No,
they're
actually
worth about the $20 piece.
Yeah, that
they're
sounds
both really hard pulls to pull. You know what I mean?
Sounds like some good pulls though. Not for one. Really just
yesterday was the best pull I ever had. We pulled like at least 20 V and V maxes, not counting another 10 to
15. You're right, you look kind of buzzed. I think Shiloh's a little fucking buzzed, dude. He's getting quiet.
He's buzzing.
Are you quiet? He's over here being all,
are you okay? Is the room too hot?
You look good. You look good.
Look good.
You know, I don't understand because when Shiloh gets buzzed, he can really carry that good feeling for a long time.
He can do that, or he gets fucking quiet.
I have like a good hour to 2 hours max, and then I'm like,
I rarely see this nigga quiet though.
Last time he swam, what, like 3 different times? When? He got out the pool, he got back. He was in the pool hella late.
We went in the pool today. That shit was green as fuck.
We were drunk for 264.
Yeah, that pool looked nasty as shit.
I know you remember 264. Yeah,
we jumped into fucking Shrek's bath today.
Yes, they did. And I laughed my ass off.
It wasn't that bad.
It looked nasty.
It wasn't that bad, honestly.
Y'all would not jump in it.
You didn't go in?
Honestly, it was, oh shit.
Are we getting the main card?
I think we're getting the main card. I don't know, bro.
Be the main card already.
That looked pretty fucking promising.
Like, were we talking and was there a whole fight going on when we were talking just now?
No.
I was going to say, like.
That means we did good at talking if we missed the whole fucking
bit. I know, right? Yeah. Like, we were just talking the entire time and nobody paid attention.
Hey, guys, it's over.
I did that at a movie theater once. It was good.
We got any weed plug?
What, dude?
We got any weed plugs?
You're getting tired weed of your plugs, fucking attitude, bro.
I think Johnny's still selling weed.
What, you need to buy weed? You got cash?
I just wanted to buy some so we could smoke.
Yeah, you got cash, dude?
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to smoke more.
Don't buy off him.
How much money? All of it. We need all of it.
No, no. Stop.
About $850.
Oh, dude, yeah, all that.
$850? Jesus Christ.
No, dude, I got a little bit of weed right here. But
I sold my camera.
Here, hit this bong. It's hashing.
$100-something on Pokemon.
Hit that hash there, bro. Hit that hash right there, dude. Let that, you know
hit
what I mean?
Hit the hash. Hurry up.
It's going to make you feel better.
I got one. My last lighter I have.
You make it sound so fucking depressing.
I was gonna say, you sound
this is the last lighter I have, man.
I'll fucking really never have. When you don't have a car and you lose,
I'll never have another lighter, dude.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Then I'm stuck there, fucking rumbling through the house looking for matches, which I only have one pack of those.
So yeah, start hanging out.
Can't afford to lose it. Yeah, me and Nick are gonna go to the golf course next week, and you're coming.
I can't next weekend.
Why not?
Because I'm going camping and spread my dad's ashes.
Okay, that's a way better
excuse. It's a very valid excuse.
Very valid excuse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. The next week. Where do you have any weekdays off?
No, actually. My weekdays are spread pretty fucking thin now. Working 10-hour days.
Yeah, this Blake job working in like a pack mule.
Yup.
Yeah. Hey, nah, get your money, though.
10-hour days.
As long as you're getting your money.
4 days a week?
5 days.
Whoa. That's too much. My nigga gonna be tired.
Oh, fucking yeah, I am, dude. Hey, it's gonna be stupid. I'm gonna be stupid tired. But you know what?
Have a lot of money, though.
You gotta fucking grind, though, bro. You know what I mean? You don't wake up every day to be a bitch. You wake up to piss gold, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you getting so aggressive?
Nah, bro, I'm trying to pump y'all up, man. Stand up. Stand up, y'all.
Piss gold. Piss gold.
Everybody piss gold.
Promote Sky.
Why can't we piss gold, everybody? Sky, 2024. No.
If he runs, I swear to God.
I didn't say for what,
I will do everything in my power to get him in there.
I didn't say for what. What am I running for?
If you tried to run.
Team Spirit.
No.
Fucking city council. Anything.
Mayor of Fresno. If you wanted to be mayor of Fresno, I would. I swear to God.
You all right?
The thing with Fresno is nobody's really famous here, so it's kind of
for Sean.
Running
who?
For Sean.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the last rapper to do it big for me.
He's a rapper.
For Sean? I have never heard anything from that.
He's in the music industry.
I mean, he's cool.
He works behind the scenes.
I have never heard anything.
I'm gonna pump for this right. Ho, I think this is the fight, fool.
I hope this ain't the
this
fight.
This is the
Jesus.
Fight. I'm telling you, this is the fight, bro.
Why is this the main? Why is the main?
This is the fight, yo.
There's supposed to be this one more fight.
Nah.
They literally just showed like four niggas.
$10,000 on it. No, I'm kidding.
$10,000.
What, dude? Lift the mattress up.
Yeah,
No. If you had $10,000,
lift the mattress up.
Like, why are we here?
10,000, bro.
Because I'm humble. No, it's the fight. Look, that's the it's the fight.
It's
the
fight. It's the actual fight.
I think that was the chicks or something.
Was it? Then why'd they show the other two dudes?
I don't know. Maybe something happened. They sneezed on each other and they were like, "Oh, COVID."
Or was the other two dudes supposed to be for the next fight?
No, this is the main event.
No, after chicks, it's supposed to be Kane versus Yanya. Yo, something happened because unless we were so.
Nah, this is the main event.
Yeah, this is the main event.
Sean Strickland versus Uriah Hall.
But there was supposed to be a fight before this. That's what we're trying to say.
Like, officially?
Yes, officially there was supposed to be a fight before this. Something happened.
I guess we talked through it.
No.
We either talked through it or they...
said there's no fucking way.
Well, we don't have the voice on, or so they might have said something.
Remember the bitches that we saw right here, right? Or Bison.
Well, maybe it didn't happen to Complications.
And look at these guys.
Maybe somebody got hurt in the locker room. Sorry, dude.
All right. I tried.
We're at 27 minutes. So I'm going to stop this and I'm going to restart so we can.
Bitches ain't shit, but holes and trip.
I got that. We're back. All right. So we're just about to start Uriah Hall versus Sean Strickland right now.
I honestly don't know who I got.
We're going for Uriah Hall, dude. That guy's a fucking robot. I'll
say all of us are for Uriah, so may as well go for the black guy. That's what I always say.
Dude is a robot, bro. The dude's moves are just so swift and clean. It's like, what the fuck?
This is a pain.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm wondering.
I know. I don't know what happened.
Like, I know there was supposed to be a next fight before this, but something happened to that fight.
I mean, maybe because we had the volume off, maybe we didn't hear something, but I mean, it's like, still, what happened?
Yeah.
Now I'll be just thinking all night, like, what happened to that co-main event?
Well, I guess tomorrow, or maybe after this, we can look it up and figure it out.
I'm going to laugh my ass off if this...
You're right, Hall. Here we go.
Look how focused he is, man. He's like, I'm the main event.
He's a robot. Have you noticed he's getting gray, though?
Bro literally broke Chris Weidman's leg with just, like, a check.
Oh, yeah. He blocked Chris Weidman's leg, and it broke. And honestly, I think that was, like, some ultimate revenge for, like, Anderson Silva. But even Uriah Hall beat Anderson Silva. It's just a crazy little triangle of, like, damage.
Hey, niggas want to fuck each other up, though, so let niggas fuck each other up.
Yeah.
Like, shit. Like, you hit this nigga, I hit you, then I hit that nigga, too.
I'm pretty hyped for this fight, dude.
Oh, shit.
I think this is going to be a real good fight. You're right. Hall is such a good competitor, dude. And Sean Strickland's a good competitor, too. He's another Raw guy. He had a fight not too long ago in UFC in another UFC Vegas event.
Didn't he lose that fight?
I don't know if he lost that one, but I know he had a Raw one, like when they kind of, fuck, whatever. I don't know. Can't remember. I can't remember, dude. I'm a little buzzed.
You're not a four fight win streak.
Rube Sickle.
I've noticed that all the black guys that are in the UFC that are decently up are not from America. And I laugh my ass off about that so much.
I'm glad you slid, bro.
You said what?
I'm glad you slid.
Hell yeah. I had to get out the house again. It's boring.
Came in time to hop on the cast.
We all had to get out the house.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he had.
What side is the front?
It'll show you.
This says
this back. Audio Technica's the front side. Right there.
Yes, sir. I think he's got it.
Uriah Hall, bro. Look at him. He's a fucking...
He looks like a tank.
Dude, he's a fucking robot. He's the Terminator.
He's on a four fight win streak. I mean,
is he?
Yeah.
What about the other guy?
I don't know.
Is he a scrub?
I'm not sure about the other guy. He's not a scrub. I'll tell you that. He ain't no scrub. He's the real deal.
So
they're both the real deal. These are both really good fighters right here.
So the white dude's the underdog?
They're good middleweight contenders. I would say he's the underdog, but I mean, fuck, I don't know.
No, white boy's definitely the underdog.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. From basically the, what, 4-1 odds?
That guy is fucking scary, dude.
Let's see.
Look at him. Oh my god. Look at him. You see what he's doing? Look at him. He's fucking. He's not even all the way against the fence in his corner. He's waiting for him to walk up to touch hands in the middle. That's gangster as fuck.
Reach advantage, too.
Hell yeah, he does. 3.5 inches. He's got 3.5 inches on the boy.
He's 37. Goddamn.
A little older.
He's got a little older.
An inch shorter.
My nigga is 7 years older.
Let's see what happens right here, man. I'm going for Uriah Hall all day.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised Bruce Buffer didn't call this one because Uriah Hall's in it. Bruce Buffer usually is in like all the like big name ones.
Let's see.
But I guess he did just do the TJ Dillashaw fight, so
last weekend.
Yeah. It was good. I didn't think he won, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Pretty much. First round knockout. What are you guys calling?
I'm thinking second round. Uriah Hall, maybe with a kick.
What style fighting does he?
Oh, he's all over the board. You can't even fuck with the boy.
All right.
But Sean Strickland, I don't know, man. This is a really good matchup right here, to be honest.
First round knockout.
This is nuts.
You think first round knockout, Antoine?
That's what I'm going for.
What do you think, Charlotte?
I think a first round.
Thoughts?
I think Uriah Hall TKO.
He's fighting out of Corona, California.
Uriah Hall TKO, second round.
That's
not bad. Banking on it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, definitely Uriah Hall TKO, first round.
I'm thinking second round, dude. I think second. Like, dude, the second round knockouts have been such a peacemaker this fucking year. Like, that's it's just
probably
been
about like a minute and 50.
Just been going and going. Minute 50, you think?
Minute 50.
All right, let's see.
18 and 9.
It's a better record than the other guy. Honestly.
Again,
and the other guy's younger.
So he's been in the UFC for a while, huh?
He was in The Ultimate Fighter Season 7, I believe. 17, sorry. No. Two. Okay, a little bit of respect, but goddamn, look at this fucking stare down, boys.
Uriah Hall is so angry.
The fucking Terminator stare. Look at him. Look at that dude. Sean Strickland is shook. Look at his fucking face.
Drop this white boy.
Uriah Hall is.
He is staring him down.
He's all business right now. Look at him. He's
all
business. Let's
see. All right.
Like,
this
man,
looks
this
crazy as shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Round one. Here it starts. Out of five.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, good jab by Strickland. I mean,
he's swinging for the fences.
Uriah Hall's last fight was literally ended in, 5 seconds due to a fucking leg kick break?
Stand-up game's looking pretty good right now, but from both of them.
Yeah.
They're both on guard. They're both unchecked. They're both looking quick and strong. 5-round fight. Gotta love it.
You made burgers?
Yeah. I didn't make them. Go get one.
Johnny made them. Hopefully there's still more.
Go to the kitchen and get one. Go. You go now.
Good right by Uriah Hall, and that's the end.
You go now. You eat food now.
First round, we'll going to commercial.
You eat food now.
It's gonna go 3 rounds.
Family honor. No.
It's going 3 rounds.
Maybe you think so?
They had
go get a burger before I beat you.
Chug my beer.
Chug it, dude. About time. Robert Downey. Nope. Chug it.
How you Robert feeling?
Good.
Good.
Robert Downey. Come on. I'll do it with you. Come on. There you go, boy. You good. Go
both
eat.
In the corner, struggling good. Stand up. Uriah's sitting down.
Uriah's looking a little winded. Looking a little beat. We're going to see. Strickland's walking around like he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Strickland doesn't look like he was. He didn't even sit down. Uriah Hall, he sat down and he looked like
he's a bit winded.
Yeah, a bit winded.
He looks rough, though, dude.
He's
I think going into the fight, like I saw him walk out and I was like, he don't look too great.
He's doing some eye wincing too.
I don't think he looks great.
He hasn't been caught with anything crazy, but it's just like the way he's reacting.
Oh,
he left by Uriah.
That pushed Strickland back a little bit. It does look like his left eye is wincing. But I haven't seen anything connect there really.
No.
So that's kind of odd. No, that's a bit odd.
Also remember, Uriah Hall is 7 years older. He's 37.
Nice little chin check from Uriah. Strickland trying to come back. Uriah still pressing on him. Nice little back and forth.
Still a battle of a stand-up.
Yeah, there has been no ground game yet. All
not even grappling. No even clinch.
This might just be a striking match.
Ooh, good.
It's gonna be a straight up boxing match. So
yeah, this is a brawl.
Some good punches by Strickland.
Oh man.
Ooh, Strickland.
Strickland's got Uriah against the fence. Strickland might be going him. Oh, oh, a couple punches.
Uriah starts to hold him back. Finally got clinched. Strickland was striking with you. And then now he's got him up against the cage.
Uriah's up against the fence. Uriah's looking tired to me, man. Strickland throwing punches.
Strickland throwing punches. I feel like his age is really showing here or something because he looks just a little gassed.
You think so?
All is done?
A little bit, you know, like it doesn't look like he has any fire to him.
No, really. No. Oh, good check. Still, Uriah against the fence. Strickland putting that pressure on him.
It looks like he's kind of just kind of taking it.
Yeah, he needs to do something quick, man. He's got to get out of there, man. He's got to get out of there. He's got to get in defensive. He needs to start throwing kicks.
He's taking some overhands in the fucking clinch.
Because as of right now, I'm pretty sure Strickland's winning in points.
And it's not crazy, but it's noticeable enough to be.
It is it's noticeable enough. Strickland's landed plenty more shots. He's controlling the clinch pretty much. Oh, here we go. Back to stand up. Here we go.
Stand up. Off from the cage. Hall is kind of backing him down into the middle again.
And notice how Uriah comes back, though. He always pumps back up. You know, it looks like he's got nice wind on him again. He's taking some shots, but he's still coming forward. I think he's still trying to figure out how to expose Strickland. I don't think he's figured out the formula. He hasn't figured out his openings too much yet. He's just still trying to test him out. And Strickland is like, man, I'm just trying to get this knockout. You know what I mean?
Uriah is doing a lot of feints, a lot of hezzies.
Nothing. Well, because he's a real counter striker. He's a big counter striker. His thing is he tries to take what your mistake and use it against you.
And so far, Strickland just haven't given him the option to fucking really work with that.
Not really any big openings.
No, because Strickland is—he's kind of just, you know, he's kind of just keeping composure, staying the same distance away, just throwing shots, waiting for him to come at him. So they're kind of both playing the same game right now.
A little tap by Hall, a little straight tap.
That left eye, though, I think that left eye is a real problem for Uriah.
That is swollen, huh?
It's been a problem since the beginning. Think he got caught with a good one in the beginning of the first round.
Man, it seems like it really comes down to like who's gonna commit and fucking be aggressive. I feel like whoever's more aggressive is gonna win.
Yeah, it's true. They're both being real composed.
Yeah, both are being real composed and fucking cautious. I feel like if someone starts to explode and become more aggressive, that person might win. I feel like that's a risk you gotta take in this situation, you know. This is a stalemate. It really feels.
I will say though, it seems like every time Uriah comes at Strickland, he does look kind of pressed. He's like, "Fuck, see fuck, there, fuck."
So when Uriah comes at him with aggression, oh man, Strickland just has such a good.
Oh, straight. good inner leg kick by Uriah. Oh, nut check, man. A lot of illegal shots tonight, man. What is going on? A lot of illegal shots, a lot of illegal shots, a lot of foot stomps, and I'm not getting it. I don't understand. Oh my God. Dude, that was. There's no denying that one. No, hey, there's no denying that one. You could run the tapes back. Like, that was fucking complete dick shot.
That looked like it hurt, bro. Boy, like my future
kid's
gonna be retarded.
Hey, didn't even take that long.
Oh, you wanted to give him nux. Right, oh, there you go. Respect. Gave him respect.
Didn't even take a minute.
Really. Gave him respect, though. 40 seconds left in the second round.
But he didn't even take a minute.
Oh, good leg kick by Uriah Hall.
Yeah, that was good. Hitting them kicks.
Caught the back of the calf pretty hard.
I wish he'd blow.
He just looks like he's fucking out his time. Bet you he retires the next year.
He looks slow, man.
Any amount of money, if he loses his fight, he retires the next year.
No, not even.
He looks slow.
He'll be around for another little bit.
He just looks slow,
like,
man.
Yeah, look at him. He's like lay me down. Like he, I don't know. He looks like he's just fighting to finish now at this point, just to get through the fight.
Nah, Uriah Hall still got some fucking power in him, bro.
I'll agree in the sense of like he doesn't look like he's fighting.
Yeah,
to
I'm
win.
Telling you, bro. Sean Strickland's a bad motherfucker. Sean Strickland's a bad motherfucker. Uriah Hall.
He doesn't look like he's fighting to win. He's looking. He looks like he's fighting not to lose.
And he's not Nate Diaz. He's not going to turn it up in the fourth and fifth round. You know what I mean?
His endurance is still showing, though.
Ooh.
I've been gassed already. I'm going to be real with you guys. Just think about it. They just did 20 minutes of fighting. Man. That's fucking crazy.
Oh. What's happening?
Bring your ass home. Right now.
Watching the main event.
Shh. Everybody be quiet. Bass on the phone right now.
You're right, Holland.
Shit's getting real serious, guys. I'm sorry to hear this.
Sorry. All right. Uriah Hall's coming in striking right now. They're pulling up, they're right in the middle of the ring. They're gonna pull a bunch of left from Uriah. Yeah. Strickland's throwing a left. Oh shit.
Honestly, I really do not think Uriah Hall is gonna get this though. I feel
they're not really popping off on each other. They're kinda just waiting for each other to hit.
Hey, I'm telling you, watch, like Strickland gonna get him. Like shit. Like I was over here talking all the bunch shit saying that Uriah Hall was gonna win. No, fuck that. This might be Strickland's.
I don't know. I don't really know what's going to happen yet.
Some crazy shit's going on right
now. Like, I want Uriah Hall to take it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-mm. Fuck no. Like, shit's really good. It's not looking towards him. Like,
still a pretty good fight, though.
Can he bounce back, though? That is the question.
I mean, it's not like a super crazy bounce back, though. It's still been like a pretty solid back and forth fight.
Yeah, but I was feel like Strickland had it like the first two.
Strickland's probably
rounds.
Definitely leading in points. Definitely up in points, but no, not by far, I would say. I think Uriah still has a chance to win.
Probably by knockout, unless he does something this whole... Unless he takes dominance this whole round, that's the only way I'll see him.
Knockout or tap. No, he's not going to win by points. That's out of the question.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen crazier shit happen. I'm not going to lie, so...
Watching the fight's on right now.
Come on, Uriah, get him. Get him.
Not too crazy, no.
Get that white boy. Get that white boy.
Charles on the phone with this girl right now.
So ooh, be quiet. Ooh. Right. Man, pick your hands up. Stop letting him hit you. Just gonna keep that eye wide open.
We gotta be quiet.
Just letting him.
Hey, and we're back. Boy, what's up?
Yeah, sorry guys, we had to whisper for a little bit. So
you good, boys?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're back. Oh, fucking Hall. They're going back and forth still. Dude, this whole fight has just been back and forth in the middle of the goddamn ring.
It's been good, though. Like, this whole fight's been good as fuck. I ain't even gonna lie.
I still feel like Hall hasn't landed too much.
No, he hasn't.
Fuck no. Not at all.
He's gotten a couple good checks, but he definitely has not landed as many as Strickland.
I feel like Holland needs to fucking throw like bombs.
At this point, with one round left.
Because Strickland has takedowns on
him. Yeah, bro, I don't know. I just, at this point, he's just got to land something. For a fact, Strickland's up in points.
Strickland has takedowns on him. Hall needs to do something. Either
three.
Take him.
Yeah. Three takedowns to zero. That's something big.
Yeah, he needs to do something. He needs to start throwing bombs or at least try for a takedown or something to even out the match. I mean, besides the if you take
got
away
one more round after this, final minute coming up.
I feel like you take away the takedowns, then it's like completely even.
Yeah.
Oh, not now.
Without the takedowns, this
looks like Eddie Hall's eating.
Oh, another takedown by Strickland. You know what I mean?
There's another. Oh, he's tired.
I mean, Strickland is working him, man.
He's wearing him down.
He's punching him. He's fucking him to the ground.
Hey, smash your wood.
Yeah, Strickland definitely lost
this. You lost your marbles, boy.
Look, a knee. A good knee by Strickland there from the back. Stand up clinch. He got him from the back. At this point, dude, I just start punching him. Like,
it's so funny because he's like grabbing his abs.
Bro, I'm like, bro, you were really drunk.
It looked like he was feeling on him, right?
Yeah,
like,
for a good couple seconds.
Like, dude, I like you.
Oh, shit. All right, we gotta stop real quick. Bam, we're back.
All right. Round five coming up.
And the end
round
of the
four
fourth.
Just ended.
Final round up next.
How you like that? Pause and play action.
Going into the fifth, man. Like, let's see what happens. Man,
he's gonna have to do something big in this.
If something doesn't happen, man, I feel like if this goes a distance, I feel like it's Strickland.
Yeah, no, it is Strickland unless you're right, knocks him up.
And you're right. And, yeah. And the crazy part is Uriah knows that right now. He knows he has to knock him out.
He looks tired.
No, he knows for a fact he's down in points. Like, you know, Uriah, an experienced fighter like him, he knows. Higher. He knows that he's down in points. So he knows he needs to knock this fool out right now. Man, he's not looking great.
That his left eye looked nasty.
Hey, still.
Yeah. And it's looked nasty since the first round.
Still, we're all wondering, what happened to that co-main event?
Yeah, we got to get down to the bottom of that.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
After this fight, we got to get down to the bottom of that.
Yeah, for real.
It just came and went.
I'm sorry, we're not so wasted where we just missed a co-main event.
I know, right?
No, yeah. No fucking way.
No fucking way.
I'm not even that wasted. Like, I'm not even wasted.
Dude, I'm not even fucking.
Exactly. So what happened with that co-main event?
I would like to know, though.
I stopped drinking after 3 beers. I'm good.
Yeah. Here it goes.
Final round. Championship round.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, not really. They're not.
They call it the championship round.
Well, it's the championship round, but you know what I mean.
You're either a winner or a loser.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel?
You see, Uriah is a lot more risky.
Now he's throwing. He's throwing down.
What do you mean by that?
No.
Oh, shit. You know what? Uriah Hall is coming out looking good for the first 45 seconds.
Yes, sir. We'll see all right.
We'll see how that goes.
Chang, chang. Blah, blah, blah,
oh.
Bang, bang.
Oh, punches them.
They're throwing.
You're right. They're standing. Dude, they're still. Dude, I like this fight. They've been standing in the middle of the ring this whole fight. It's pretty cool. Punches, punches. Strickland's getting a little slow. A little slow.
I always think, like, in this moment, like, when you're so tired and you're gassed.
I feel like you'd have to hit some type of, like, backup generator. 40 to 35
Strickland.
Just, yeah! Just gas out. Hit the NOS, you know what I mean? Shallow.
I mean, I'm always curious about how people feel in this situation because it's like you want to strike them as hard as you can.
I don't know.
Everything you got. But at the same time, how much of that do you have? And then once your gas goes, what do you do?
Everyone has it 40 to 35.
I feel like you just got
to
go like, I'm going to die if I don't swing everything I got. But then again, I don't know. You might just be like, I'm going to die right now. Man, Uriah Hall getting real sloppy.
Yeah, he just ate like three of them.
Strickland is still on point, keeping the distance.
Oh, he caught one in his ear. He's just...
Uriah, he's throwing punches, but he's not landing any of them. That's the thing that's so
he's
disappointing.
He's throwing over 100 less
He's throwing
punches.
Them, and he's literally hitting nothing. He's swinging for the fences, but he's hitting nothing.
And he's looking real fucked up right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he looks fatigued.
Honestly, the prelims were... Some of the prelim fights were better than this.
Yeah, a lot better, to be honest. But they're hungry, too, you know?
Look at these guys. They're
so
both
you
tired.
Think if you had a chance, like, you're on the up and coming.
But, hey, you got to give it to Uriah, though. He's still fucking fighting, though, bro. Like, he's throwing punches still.
I mean, they're both fucking fighting, but it's just like... I mean, I want more.
Strickland has got it.
Even Strickland, like, he's kind of, like, just throwing, like, checks.
They're tired.
See, Uriah would have had this if he would have just took it early. Like, if he would have just gassed up and just said, fuck it, and started throwing them hands early and just go for the quick knockout, then yeah, he would have had this. But going the distance against a youngin', nah.
Like, I'm just saying, from going from a check leg.
They smacked him. Did you see him?
Like, I'm going to slap this boy.
I almost feel like he needs a rematch with fucking Chris Weidman because, I mean, he barely checked
you know
the kick.
What's crazy? Eddie
That'd be dope to see.
Uriah Hall was ranked higher.
No, he wasn't.
Number 8 versus number 11.
He wasn't retired.
He was ranked higher.
Oh, I thought you said he retired.
Ranked
No. I was confused too. I was like, no, that's ranked
I'm in
higher.
The headphones, bro. In the headphones, yeah. I picked up retired. You gotta remember, I'm only hearing
so
that shit.
I picked up retired. Ooh.
So this is louder out here than it is in here.
We got a minute. We got a minute 30, and nothing's looking too catastrophic.
Showing the shoulders.
Hey, you know the first person to do that shit was Nick Diaz.
The only reason why I'm giving this
versus
here's what I say: if this fight continues,
Robbie Lawler, which is going to be coming up
in the next minute, if this fight continues the way it does, the only reason why I'm giving it to Strickland is because he has takedowns.
Yeah.
You take away the takedowns, and I say both these guys suck.
I would say there hasn't been any real significant striking.
No, at all. There's been no.
Which is real disappointing for how much stand up has been in this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because there really hasn't been much ground game, but when there has, it's been so lackluster.
Yeah. No submissions.
I mean, I'll say this. For a main event, this has been such a lackluster main event.
And for Uriah Hall, that's like
you said he's crazy. Coming off of 4 wins?
In a row.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Uriah Hall. Yeah, so it's kind of crazy how like
this, Uriah Hall is coming off of 4 straight wins.
So it's like, how the hell is you just doing shit like something...
I mean,
happened to him. My nigga DH'd like
20 hell. Seconds, and I'm telling you right now. Seconds left, and I'm or 10, and I'm telling you this fight has been so bunk. I almost wish there was. I wish there was that co-main event because
this fight's over. 5 seconds. No knockouts.
Strickland's putting some pressure on, and Strickland that's won it. This. And Strickland won this, and I'll tell you right now, this fight.
This fight settled.
It was such lackluster, man.
It was. It really was. I didn't even go on.
44-50.
No, at no point in this fight did I feel like.
You think so?
I got 44-50.
Same 47-49, Strickland.
47-49?
Strickland.
I like those odds too.
I mean, Strickland had. The only reason why I give Strickland a nod is because of the takedowns.
Yeah, man, the takedowns were pretty good. But
I mean, Strickland didn't dominate him. It was just such a lackluster fight.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Can we find out what happened to the Cobain?
Because you're talking about.
Let's see. You know what I mean? Go through the winner.
Because if you're talking about a 44-50 fight, you're saying that Strickland just roundhoused his ass. And I mean, I'll say Strickland won.
Every round.
But Strickland didn't fucking just straight roundhouse
him. No, dude. Strickland didn't fucking perform either. You know what I mean?
It was probably 10-9 all 5 rounds.
But they're both powerhouses. So, I mean, it's like. What happens when an immovable object meets an unstoppable force? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not going to be DBZ battle worthy.
I'm saying Strickland definitely won, but I don't think it's...
A heavyweight UFC, that sounds
good. Man, for a main event, this was fucking whack.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, man.
And I almost wish there was that co-main event, because I feel like a co-main event might have made up for this shit.
I know. I feel like we missed something now.
And then what the fuck even happened with that co-main event? Like, what is going on with them two? Do they props each other right now? What even happened?
No, he couldn't see out of his eye.
He couldn't
see out of that left eye, so he thought he was closer. He thought he was, like, you know what I mean? Where he was supposed to be.
Can we hear this? I want to hear this.
You have the fucking earphones on, fool.
I can't hear out of it. I can't even hear out of it.
No, well, fuck.
You have the controller right there.
I mean, Strickland won.
What was
the score? I don't know if Strickland won, though. But of course we knew Strickland won. Holy shit,
Jesus.
Guy.
Jesus. You shit, bird.
And then now, go to audio out.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Am I the only one that's disappointed by this?
I'm pretty fucking disappointed.
It was free, right? You didn't pay for me that.
No, that's all free shit. We're gonna get copyrighted now for all this, but I don't give a fuck. Xfinity Mobile, dude. Subscribe. No. Sonic, dude, go get a milkshake. Fuck it.
Do you have your TV?
Let's just keep fucking talking over it. You know what I mean? So, Sonic, they got big slushy dicks. Go to Sonic for big slushy dicks with cream. You can get orange flavored, vanilla, or root beer float dicks.
She said that looks good. Red, white, blue. It was like blue icy with ice cream.
You can get red, white, and blue slushy dicks for when you really want to suck America's cock.
Nah, I don't know.
Sonic, brought to anywhere near you.
I'm not buying y'all slushy dicks.
You don't want no slushy dicks?
Well, I'm not buying y'all slushy dicks.
I'm gonna buy you a slushy dick.
Because Ruben said he's buying. Ruben says Shiloh's buying all of it. I'm like, I'm not buying.
Shiloh's buying all the slushy dicks. He loves the cock.
Slushy dick is for me and me only.
Me and me only. Well, here we go. We'll get the fuck a little bit of audio, I guess. I kind of rewinded it perfect, if you think about it, gentlemen.
Well,
I mean, we know. All right, hold on, hold on. Let's hear.
Rewinded hella far back.
Don't hate. Don't discriminate.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am black.
Don't discriminate then.
Oh yeah.
It's bad karma.
I know, right?
And 49,
46, 50,
44,
50, 45, and 49. No, that's not what that was.
That was not what that was at all.
That was
not what that was.
We'll see the scorecards right now.
I heard 49, 46, you motherfucker.
That was a lot.
I heard 49, 46. And still!
No, no.
Sean Strickland, though, for the win, yo. Sean Strickland, rank 5.
He's not going to be a champion.
He's
five wins away.
Adesanya has 10. Five more than him.
Yo, Adesanya is raping Strickland.
Izzy, bro. Izzy would tear Adesanya. Or, I mean, yeah, no.
Izzy would
no,
tear Strickland apart.
I didn't mean that. Izzy would tear Strickland apart.
You'd tear both of these niggas apart.
Who knows what I'm saying, man? Hey, let's find out what happened with this fucking second event, dude.
Oh, no. Let's
hear about this a little bit more.
As long as you're a UFC fighter, you're happy, right? You know, if it wasn't UFC, I'd probably be cooking meth in a trailer in prison.
Damn! He said, if I wasn't in the UFC, I'd probably be cooking meth in a trailer.
In prison. He said, if there was no UFC, I'd probably be cooking meth in prison.
The last one, baby bitch.
Let's go walk and buy another guy.
This nigga got a truck. We're going in the truck. Come on, man. You ain't gonna give us a ride to the stove real quick?
I mean, I will.
I mean, I will. Oh.
We were all right. All three of us right.
I guess that's the UFC.
So what have we done? We don't want to figure out what happened to the fucking co-main event?
I mean, I'm down, but I mean, do we Google it? What do we do?
We Google it.
Because we were both right. The scorecards were 50, 44, 49, 46, and 50,
45. Bro, but you said like 50, 40, like, what did you say?
50, 44 is the
first Antoine, match. Get on the case. What happened to the co-main event?
I knew it wasn't 50, 44, dude. 50, 44. Like,
that was only one judge. The average score, I think, was 46, 50.
Yeah, 50. If it's unanimous 50 44, that's like insane. That's,
I mean,
like,
no matter what, Strickland definitely had the fight for sure.
I mean, he did.
I thought a
5-point
win was fair. I had 10.
But I mean, especially only really because of the ground game. But I mean, he slammed him a good couple times, and he almost had a rear naked choke. He almost had a rear naked choke like 3 times. Huh?
It was the
bantamweight. So what happened?
Basically, fighters Ronnie, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, or Hoike.
It was an Asian dude and a Mexican dude.
Yep.
Has been removed from, yeah.
Because why?
After Yahya tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
At the last minute.
So we got a motherfucker
wow, bro.
Because a motherfucker tested positive for COVID-19.
They should have at least announced it. They might have.
Yeah, I think they did.
We just weren't listening. Honestly, if I'm a UFC fighter and someone tested positive for COVID-19, I'm like, I'm still fighting them.
But you can't.
I'm still fighting them, bro.
You can't, though.
I'll fight them on the streets.
They won't let you, though. But that doesn't matter, though.
I know it don't matter. I just
want
to fight them. You're fucking stupid.
Hey, check this out, though. The UFC, check this out, though. UFC better pay me, boy, because I trained that hard for that long for this fight, and you mean tell me?
Say this happened 3 weeks ago, but no, say this happened 3 weeks ago, they would have found a replacement.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, but last minute, even then though, but you better pay me.
Yeah.
I trained this hard for this fight to get my pay.
No, yeah, he trained at least six weeks.
I didn't catch whoever the guy who didn't catch COVID. If I was him, I'd be like, I didn't catch COVID.
And you know, most fighters, even when they're not like seriously training for a fight, they're still in the gym like every other fucking day training.
But damn, man.
Fucking McGregor is air cast. He lost his mind, huh?
Oh, bro.
Yeah, McGregor's crazy right
Have
now.
You seen him, though? That nigga over there chilling with Justin Bieber and shit. Oh, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, bro. He's not okay. Wait for his fucking 8 month fucking healing.
He's already going through healing, and he's like, I'm chilling.
It's going to take a while, though.
He's already going through healing, and he's like, I'm chilling with Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, he's chilling because he's got money, but that's not going to help his fight game. He was already chillaxed and rusty. Now he's going to be rustier.
Yeah, but Dustin ain't chilling with JB like that.
He doesn't need to be. That ain't Dustin. That ain't how Dustin roll. Why'd you even bring up Dustin? Now you're feeling salty somewhere about Dustin, obviously.
Because these niggas ain't chilling with JB like Connor is chilling with JB.
Well, yeah, he owns shares of the UFC. Connor made his stake, bro. Like, Connor, you know what I mean? He fought Floyd Mayweather. He made his stake, bro. He's got money. He's a celebrity.
This nigga is living on the top. This nigga went from... this nigga.
He's a celebrity, bro.
Connor went from fucking food stamps.
Just like a lot of people. Ireland. Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar. What are we talking here?
He went from food stamps in Ireland to like the highest paid sports person in all the world.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you right now.
Getting paid more than Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm telling you right now. Everybody already knows.
He's getting paid more than Ronaldo, bro. Fuck that
one. You know what you sound like right now? The Connor For Real song when it came out, the gay positive song, but everybody's like, yeah, they were able to marry each other 10 years ago. Conor McGregor's been killing shit for like 8 years.
Exactly. And that's my thing. Is like, people are like, why is he fighting still? Because he just wants to.
Why is Floyd fighting still? Money, baby.
I don't even think
it's legacy.
I don't even think it's money. I think it's just because.
Well, like, legacy, too.
I literally think it's just because.
He's still a bad motherfucker.
I think it's literally one of those things where it's like, just because I can.
Yeah, I feel like that's why Floyd's fighting.
Just because I can.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody.
Exactly. To fucking nobody.
Honestly, when he said that shit, that's what got me to be a fan of Connor.
Well, you know what's funny?
Oh, dude, I've always loved Connor.
You know what's funny is that's when he got the second belt. That's when he beat Eddie Alvarez.
Like, I love Dustin, but I've always loved Connor, too. I just love UFC. I love most fighters.
And you know what's funny is they didn't want to give Connor his second belt, and he's all, no. Give me my fucking belt.
Give me my fucking belt.
And then they brought out his belt, and he's all, yeah. He's a little kind of fucking nice, don't it? Oh, man. He's a fucking character. And then you know what's funny?
Nothing's doper, though, than the Nate Diaz post-fucking fight interview. I ain't fucking surprised, man.
No. He was. What did he say? He said he's all surprise, motherfuckers.
No, he didn't say that. He said, I ain't surprised. Shit. Look it up.
No.
Surprise, look it up.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Look it up, Antoine. I ain't surprised, motherfuckers. That's what he said. Look it up. Jamie, please.
And then when Connor won him, he's on the fucking king is back.
That shit should have been for some title, though. That shit was like, they just ain't trying to have Nate Diaz go for the belt.
I feel like anytime you put in.
Which one? This
one? Yep.
Connor and Nate, two. Not one. Connor and Nate. Oh, wait, is it one? No, one.
Bitch ass boy.
I'm not surprised, motherfucker. Oh,
and then isn't it Connor and Nate, two, where he's all, he's
the king
all,
is back.
The king is back.
Yeah, but he still had the belt at the time. He had a belt the second fight, but they didn't do it for the title, which made no fucking sense. It was just a promotional fight, and that shit really pisses me off because Nate needs like a real title shot.
I love Connor's kind of like take on Instagram after this last fight. He's all, you need motherfuckers like me. He's kind of right, though, because
the boy's wilding.
Because he's like, he's
well,
all
for entertainment. Yeah,
he's like, you need motherfuckers like me. And he, you know, he quoted Tony Montana from fucking Scarface. You need motherfuckers like me.
What's up, Antoine? You fucking jingling your keys. You're out, bitch. Nah, you're out. Get out of here. Leave. Be gone.
He said, fuck you.
Nah.
Fuck you, mate.
Kane is back.
Well, all right, boys. I think we're going to call it in. Everybody say their piece.
A good night. All right. Guys.
Thank you, Just Trash Cast. Isaiah 559, we're out. UFC Vegas 33.
This was a good one, guys. This was a good one.
It's your boy Shiloh. Follow me on Instagram at Illmind of Shiloh. On Facebook, it's just Shiloh Murphy. And anything else, give it a like, a follow, or lick my ass.
I would say that, but I'm not going to. So, you know, if you follow them, you'll find me.
Thank he you. Loves the cock. Anyway, follow us at Just Trash Podcast, Just Trash Cast on Instagram. Thank you.
And I'm going to the pool.
He's going in the pool. He's going in the pool again. He's hitting the swamp. Good night. Hey.
Shiloh's a drunk swimmer, huh?
You all are gay.